welcome back to the Infamous Podcast, episode 31, Playing in the Toy Box. You all right?
Yeah, I was watching the...
Johnny's enjoying watching the voices go up and down.
I was fascinated by it for a minute because I was like watching my breathing. And then I was like, stop breathing.
All right, so big episode this week. We're going to talk about Toy Fair.
Yeah.
Which just happened in New York City this past weekend. As you good listeners know, Johnny and I are huge fans of toys in general, not just comics, yep. Not just TV and not just movies. So we're going to talk about some of our favorite things from there. We're going to talk about The Flash, Escape from Earth 2, which you watched, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Otherwise,
it's funny how you didn't confirm that until just now. Like, wait a minute, were we supposed to watch that?
And then, of course, since we're the Infamous Podcast / Walking Dead, we're going to talk about the Walking Dead Return, the mid-season premiere. And it goes kind of, if you guys listen to our Deadpool review, it'll kind of go along with some of the things we talked about there. And if you haven't listened to our Deadpool review, what the hell are you doing? Go listen to it. Few housekeeping things. We have an Instagram account now, Infamous Podcast, on Instagram. So go follow us. We'll be posting cool stuff there. What else? We have a new website. Go check out our website. You can actually sign up for an email list now. We're going to be doing some cool things. We might be giving away some shirts here in the very near future. So go sign up and join the email list.
Maybe other stuff too.
And there will be other stuff. So, you were humming a theme song a little bit ago before we started recording that is a show that's
it's one of those ones returning. Where you didn't start recording as I was doing.
I know. Hold on. But there may be a giveaway for something that has to do with that. So, anywho, let's hop right into it. Let's just go with The Walking Dead. We'll get it out of the way.
Well, sure. Yeah.
I've said before, the point they are on the show is my favorite point that happened in the comics, the No Way Out.
Yeah, the episode's literally called that.
Yeah, and it was called No Way Out, which was cool. So this has been my favorite arc of probably anything up until the time jump recently.
Okay.
Where I've really been enjoying the book lately.
Well, sure.
But the No Way Out stuff was great because you got to see it was the first time where they stopped running from the zombies,
right?
Or the roamers, as they call
walkers.
Them.
The walkers.
Yeah, the walkers. Well, they call them roamers in the comic.
The geeks.
They never even say walking. Because there's roamers and biters.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
But on the show, they got like seven different names.
Yeah, they have like 35 names for them. Walkers
and roamers and geeks.
Yeah. I like in World War Z how they call him Zach.
Yeah, well,
But, you know.
Military terms.
So, us against Zach. Anyway, so Walking Dead. The thing that I complain about this show the most is the middle episodes between the premieres.
They go off track of the book.
Well, and so that's the other thing. So in Deadpool, we talked about how, in the Deadpool review, we talked about how great it was that they stayed true to the character and they followed pretty much to a T the character.
I knew the character enough that, you know, I could say that, yeah, they followed the character.
And in The Walking Dead, the best episodes have been, almost verbatim from what you have said about it in the past, is the best episodes happen is when they take the structure from the story in the comic and then put a twist based on the TV show.
Yeah.
And no more than this past week's episode has that ever been true.
Right. And my reasoning for that is I'm a fan of the comic book before I'm a fan of the TV show.
And
I was a fan of the comic book before there was ever a thought of a TV show. And it was one of those things where I like to see what they do with a twist.
Right.
Because I'm like, if you do it exactly verbatim, excuse me, I tripped over that word.
It's okay, it's a rough one.
But if you do it exactly like that, you're just going to bore me.
Right.
And I'm not going to watch the show.
Right.
And yeah, there was the twist.
And I don't want to see it exactly from the book, but there was a major thing that happened in the book to Carl.
Well, right. And I was hoping that was going to happen.
Which happened.
Yeah.
Which I was surprised because I was on the page saying that they were never going to do that.
I knew they were going to do it. I mean,
I'm glad they did because hopefully this opens up Chandler Riggs to show, you know, some of his acting chops.
Well, and he's been good. You figure like if they go along with parts of the Negan storyline with that,
yeah,
you know, then we're going to get Chandler Riggs actually being able to have a character.
Yeah. That isn't Carl, just Carl in the comic is a badass.
Right, like, yeah. He's well, Carl then, and that's Grimes. The thing is, you know, Chandler's old enough now where I think he is graduating this year or next year from high school. But, so it's like, you know, he's got a little bit more time where he can spend on the set and that. And there's...
I mean, and he's gotten big. I mean, well, he's got some guns.
And it's just one of those things where, you would believe it now. Now he has the opportunity to be able to be in that story and be believable in that story.
Right. So, no, agreed, 100%.
Because, I mean, you know, and especially you notice it with, I mean, because he's a kid, he's in school. Right. The first half of the season, he's barely there.
Yeah.
And it's because he's in school.
Where's like, Carl?
You know, it literally literally is. Like, where's Coral?
So, Coral. anyway. I saw a
Did
meme.
Did you see the meme with the iPad? Missing.
Oh, no. I saw it was the meme where she said, don't worry, R will be okay. And she said, and Rick's, the next one is, no, his name's Carl. And she goes, oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It said too soon.
There's the one where, what was, and you know, everybody can find these online, but there's the one where it's a picture of him and he goes, what happened? Because I missed half the show. And then there was the one where it's the end of the episode where Rick's talking to him on his bed when he's like healing.
Yeah.
And he goes, Coral, I got you that iPad. Get it? That iPad.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, God.
So, all right. So that was like the thing that stuck to the comics. And in that whole series with, I forget the girl's, the woman's name now.
Jesse.
Holding onto his hand and everything that Rick does with the hatchet, which hopefully we'll see more of Rick with the hatchet. Because again, that was one of my favorite things in the comic. Where the surprises happened. The thing with Abraham and Daryl.
the opening was, scene.
Was, now, did they show all of that up until the explosion in that 4-minute preview?
On the end clip, it was literally them driving up and
right,
the bike
sitting there.
Right, but they
released like the first 4 minutes like a week ago. And I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I didn't
watch.
I would assume it was the same 4 minutes that was at the end of the episode that I watched.
Yeah. So
where
we're
it was
not
just
Dwight.
Them driving up, get out of the vehicle, give us your stuff. Yeah. Your this is all Negan stuff.
And that's where it ended.
Yeah.
And then it got further. And when not Dwight leveled both guns at Abraham and what's her name?
Sasha.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Or like I like to call her New Andrea.
Yeah.
Well, because that's who she is from the comic.
They've split leveled, that character into Carol and Sasha or the
very true.
The Andrea.
Put the guns on her. And then the next thing you see is just a fireball. I was like, this is awesome. And then it totally sets
the body parts flying.
Well, you saw the fireball first. And then,
Well, and Elva said that, she said, look, two of the bikes are still standing. Yeah. And I'm like, the bikes survived, but the people didn't.
Well, you know, we're just meat sacks. But so that twist was cool. And then the with Denise and the wolf.
Yeah.
The wolf character, or the wolf member.
You could just call him Wolf at this point.
Was really cool, because one, you never expected him to go back for her.
No. And then he gets bit.
He gets bit, and then he still has the foresight to get her through the mob.
Yeah.
That was cool. It was, you had this character who, you know, Morgan saved.
I think he finally got to him at that point. Yeah.
Right. And then he realized, hey, wait a second, there's something.
And if Carol wouldn't have shot him, you know.
Right. Who knows? Like, because she said she was going to save him. She was just going to cut off his arm.
Right.
So, and so that leaves me the question, and they've never really answered this. How long do you have from getting bit to losing, like, to getting the part cut?
The way they explained it, like, on some of the special features on the, you know, box sets and that, is it's different for everybody. Some people will last longer than others. And I think that's mainly just your immunity. So,
sure.
And he was already sick.
Yeah.
Because
he had an infection.
Yeah, he had an infection in that. So he already was like adrenalized. And I mean, from the last episode of the first season, I think adrenaline is what kicks it in the overdrive pretty much. So
you have to say,
so if you get bit, you stay calm.
If you get bit, take a deep breath. Say some mantras, you know, maybe sit down in Indian style and
you just stay calm and don't become a zombie.
I'll be honest. This is my favorite episode in the entire series.
Really?
Yeah. I just enjoyed the hell out of it. I actually watched it twice.
Wow. Okay.
Which I haven't done since the premiere.
I've never like even thought about going back and saying what was my favorite episode. Yeah. If I thought about it just off the cuff, when Sophia comes out of the barn.
Yeah.
That probably was my favorite episode.
Okay. That was a good one. I mean, that was a really good episode. Yeah,
I mean, a lot of the stuff with Herschel.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Herschel was a favorite character. Yeah. But that...
Scott Wilson was such a great actor. Is such a great actor, not was.
Yeah. But, you know, there's not any other episodes where I could, off the top of my head... I think, well, the last episode when Shane and...
when Carl killed him?
Yeah, Carl... Well, when him and Rick had the confrontation, finally, like, it all boiled over, and it's like, you know... It was because it was different than the comic book version of it.
And it was so different. So if you... Like, and just... The comic book's been out for, what, 10 years at this point? The sixth issue?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. More than that. It has to be.
So, in the comic...
10 or 12 years, yeah.
Rick figures out that you can die and turn into a zombie.
Yeah.
And he know, and so he had killed Shane, air quotes. Carl had killed Shane.
Yeah, Carl had shot him.
And so then Rick leaves the farm and drives, because they were at the farm. They weren't at the prison yet. No, they were at the prison. They just got into the prison.
Because that's where the sickle was.
That's right. So then he leaves the prison and drives all the way back to where everything first started. Digs Shane up.
Yeah.
And says, you know, I hope you do the same for me, and shoots him in the head. Yeah. And then drives back. Which was a great ending, because they didn't have the they had a little bit of the adversarial. Let's
put it to you this way. Shane wasn't the dick that he was on the show. Because they only had six issues.
Shane
they
couldn't stick around.
They didn't develop the character. The character wasn't developed like he was on the show because, and you know, Kirkman said this, he didn't have time to develop the character because he didn't know if he was going to get past issue number six.
Right.
So, and that was a thing where it was like, you know, you got to kill that character or you got to kill Rick. And Rick was his main character.
And I'm glad he killed Shane. But then I'm also glad the TV show did with Shane what it did. Yeah. Because, again, it made it interesting. And I imagine that's how Shane would have progressed in the comic.
Well, sure, yeah. He would have slowly boiled over. And
so I can totally understand why, you know, that's, you know, top.
I really think that John Bernthal was a really good villain.
Did you see the new Daredevil preview with him? I cannot wait for him as the Punisher.
He's going to be a horror hound.
Yeah?
Yeah. So he's going to be here in March.
We got to talk
to
Freddy.
So Scott.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, all in all, I think it was a great episode. I'm almost tempted to just not watch again until the season finale. but you watch...
You could do that. That way we don't have to talk about it.
You watch Talking Dead, right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Like, what did they say about this episode?
They didn't, like, get too in-depth with it. They had the wolf guy on there.
Yeah.
And... you know, they talked about his development of his character, and it was the whole thing where he thought the same thing that, you know, probably people were thinking, as Morgan did get to him eventually. Right. And like, you know, he was ready to go, but when she got surrounded, his caring part of his personality kicked back in, I guess you would say. And that, I mean, you know, Nicotero was on there.
He's always on there.
What's her name? Carrie Underwood. Right? Yeah, Carrie Underwood was on there because she's a super fan. So. Yeah,
cool. I like it when they have the celebrity super fans
on
there.
Yeah, you know, it's cool. I mean, I would have liked to have seen, you know, maybe... And it was cool because they did have an interview. They interviewed the two kids that play Jesse's sons. And, you know, they did an interview with them in Atlanta.
Did they have Carl's right eye on there?
Huh?
Was Carl's right eye?
Oh, they showed that too.
Did they do actually... In Memoriam with Carl's eye?
No, they didn't do that, but they showed the mold.
Oh, cool.
And that, and I think like on Nicotero's Instagram, you can find it, and that. But they showed where it was him in the episode with the eye, and where it was the mold. Like when Rick's carrying him, it's the dummy.
Oh wow!
It's literally the dummy, and they said that, you know. And there was some cool parts where
won Emmys for like special effects yet or anything like that.
I'm not really sure.
Because they should.
Oh, I mean, you know,
it's pretty
Nicotero,
awesome.
Greg Nicotero's company, KMB.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they've done so much, and it's just one of those things where, you know, he's a go-to guy.
Yeah. So jumping from one show that should win a special effects to another one that I firmly believe should win a special effects after this.
That's
season.
Beating everybody on Tuesday
that's
ratings at
killing
this point.
It right now. Is The Flash. Zoom is freaking awesome.
And now I'll tell you, and I was talking to her about this. I said, I want the box set to have a special feature showing how they design that mask now. Because I want to know what the jowl piece the jowl piece is like. I want to know how it's all worked out inside, because now when he talks, it moves.
Yeah. Oh, and it has. It always has.
Yeah, but it wasn't as obvious as when they get close up. Well, because
we haven't been as close up.
But I just want to see like some of the like how they came up with the idea of the fingers with the claws and that.
Well, he's Death. I mean, he's the Black Racer, kind of.
Well, yeah, he's a cross between.
He's like a Golden Age, like Jay Garrick throwback Zoom as well.
Yeah.
So, which is cool.
Yeah.
So this week's episode, Escape from Earth 2, was obviously the conclusion to this latest two-part arc.
Yep.
Where I'm kind of like tongue-tied as how much I like this episode.
I like the whole Earth 2
storyline, yeah. Seeing them interact, seeing Barry interact with, Barry Prime with Barry 2 was great.
Yeah.
The pep talk at the end showed, you know, and I think it showed Barry Prime, like, hey, regardless of superpowers or not, you're a hero, dude.
Right.
Like, you can do this.
Yeah.
You know, I like the Patty Spivot little Easter egg thing where she's a CSI.
Well, did you see the wanted posters in the background when they're at the computer? So they have wanted posters in the background with Dr. Light and Ronnie Raymond and all the other ones.
I'll have to go back.
And I'm like, man, I you know, it's one of those things where there's got to be somebody in there that we seen but didn't see in the episode.
We'll have to pull it up afterwards and just kind of pause.
I enjoyed Killer Frost.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously she'll be back at some point, I'm sure.
It was great to see Danielle Panabaker, like, mixing the two versions of Caitlin.
Yeah. The Masked Man.
So it's a white guy.
It's Jay Garrick.
It is. So...
So the Jay Garrick that's been on Earth Prime, or Earth One, whichever you want to say, has been a clone.
Okay, so you read that.
No, that's what I think.
So I read this theory today, and it was on, I think, Newsarama.
Well, you know my theories are pretty much everybody else, like, it gets right in line with what I talk about. But
so the theory is that it's a clone of Jay Garrick
mm-hmm.
that he didn't give the powers to,
mm-hmm.
and that's why he's degrading.
Yeah.
And then the Velocity 9 was developed. He wanted them to develop or fix it because he knew that their Caitlin was really good at that, to fix the Velocity to give Zoom even more speed.
Right.
Now, the thing is Jay Garrick on Earth 2 said Jay Garrick on Earth 1 is Hunter Zolomon.
Who is Zoom. Right. And that's where my...
And so do we think it's Teddy Sears under the mask now?
That he's Zoom.
Do you think Teddy Sears, the actor that plays...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's
the man in the iron mask?
That's Jay Garrick.
Okay, but who's Jay Garrick?
The Flash from Earth 2.
Okay, so hold on. You're misunderstanding. Okay, so Teddy Sears, the actor that plays our version of Jay Garrick, says the Earth 1 Jay Garrick, his Earth 1 counterpart is named Hunter Zolomon.
Right.
Okay, so Earth 2's...
Is this something you read? Or
no, this is my thought.
Okay.
So I think Eddie Thawne is under the mask.
Really?
And I think it's Cobalt Blue.
Okay.
Just because they're throwing a lot of speedsters at us.
Right.
And Cobalt Blue and Zoom are very kind of close in, like, proximity to Jay Garrick's character.
Okay.
Or it could be Max Mercury.
Okay.
But I'm thinking it's Eddie, Man in the Iron Mask.
Okay.
And he's either Cobalt Blue or he's Jay Garrick on that Earth. Eddie Thawne is Jay Garrick. And the Eddie thing on the... just a red herring.
So mine is this. The clone that's been on Earth is Jay Garrick. The guy in the mask is Jay Garrick Flash. Like, he was captured.
Sure.
Hunter Zolomon has had powers the whole time.
Uh-huh.
He got his powers at the same time that Barry Allen got his powers.
The one that they looked at in the park.
The one that was sitting that there.
That's Zoom.
Okay. That he got his powers at the same time. And when Barry blew a hole in reality,
mm-hmm.
it gave him an opportunity to be able to get to other Earths and start doing what he's doing.
Okay.
But I think that would be like the cool way of doing it. and kind of a logical way of doing it, because in the comic book, Hunter Zolomon was Zoom.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, he's right there.
Yeah.
So, but...
No, that's Reverse Flash.
Well, it says it's called Zoom.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
That's Professor Zoom.
That is Professor Zoom.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. It was great.
But this whole thing that happens at the end with Zoom grabbing whoever he grabs, either, you know, Flash from Earth 2 or clone Flash from Earth 2.
Right.
Opens up the gateway for the crossover with Supergirl.
Yeah, because he's going to have to try and get back to Earth right. 2 now that that portal's closed. And he's going to inadvertently go to Earth 17 or whatever.
Yeah, whatever, you know.
Now, one thing
is... We'll call it Earth S because of the supers.
Yeah, I like
Superman
that.
And Super...
So they perfected Velocity 9.
Yeah.
Now, in the comics... Velocity 9
don't
was
remember
created
much about Velocity.
It was created by Vandal Savage.
Okay.
So we have Vandal Savage on Legends of Tomorrow.
Right.
I'm curious how they're going to work this back in, cuz Velocity 9 wasn't created until
even mess
the future,
with that, you know.
It's it's interesting.
I mean, there's some things that I think they'll just avoid because it does get too convoluted, yeah. You know, don't crossing over too much. But you know, there's things that like Vandal Savage is the villain for the first season of Legends of Tomorrow, and he will show up continuously throughout. I mean, they're going to have to explain the whole thing with Malcolm,
right?
Bringing him back, how that happened.
Because if even one cell is
right,
left, he can regenerate.
So is he just growing in a pod somewhere?
He's a tiny little pistachio, and then
no, he's a Groot. Well, he's a Groot baby.
Yeah.
He's in a pod and he's like dancing the music.
He has to be in Egyptian soil.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, every year of Legends of Tomorrow, hopefully it'll be a different villain with a different something in the timeline gets
really
messed
hope,
up.
Yeah, I really hope next season for Legends of Tomorrow we get Booster Gold and Blue Beetle. I think that would be great.
Well, and it's one of those things where you've talked about it and I've talked about it with her. I'd like to see Constantine come back.
Yep.
And I think that Constantine, you know, being a Brit working against Rip Hunter, you know, two Brits getting into it would be kind of cool.
That would be good.
And I mean, there's enough characters on both shows, plus every other character that they're allowed to use, you know.
Well, Vixen is going to show up on Arrow next week.
So Vixen
apparently.
Could be on,
King Shark will be back on Flash
I want to see a rotating cast. Yeah. I would like to see some, like, Hawkgirl stick around on Legends of Tomorrow. And that, but I mean, like,
White
you
Canary,
know,
leave Katie Lotz on there.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But there's certain characters, like, you know, Firestorm eventually has to go back to Flash.
Yeah.
And that, and eventually Ronnie Raymond has to be found wherever he is.
He has to reclaim the Firestorm mantle.
Yeah. Well, not reclaim it, but just, you know, finish that out. Well,
how much did you read Firestorm before? Are you a fan of the character?
Not really, but I know the character.
Because there was a point where Martin
right, yeah.
Stein took
when they
in
did
the entire Matrix and disappeared. He flew off.
He
into
became
the
like
galaxy.
A white Firestorm with a flaming hair.
Yeah, it was like
the '80s hairband.
It was
hair.
Like Medusa from the Inhumans, but it was a hair of fire.
Yeah, yeah. Then he had like pure white skin. And he had like a red bodysuit.
Yeah.
And yeah,
and
he
it
was
had
traveling.
Like the deep, it had the deep.
He was kind
deep.
Of doing a Silver Surfer thing there for a while.
And he was going around and everything. And then Ronnie was Firestorm kind of on his own. And they were great books because he didn't have the scientific knowledge to transform things.
So he was just.
And he turned like. I think there was an issue where he kept turning things into marshmallows.
Right.
And it was hilarious, you know, because it's like he was trying to put out a fire and he turned the brick instead of into water, turned it into a marshmallow.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing with that character is you can progress it even to the point where Stein could decide he's not going to be part of the Matrix and it could be Ronnie and it could be...
Jax. And you got to the point with, in the comic, it's Jason Roush is the black... Firestorm, and you got to a point where in the New 52 they were together.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
they had to form it together.
They can do that kind of story.
Jason,
too.
But Jason was a genius,
right?
And we've had Jason Roush on the Flash,
where
so
Ronnie is a genius on this. So right. Jax is the Ronnie Raymond version of that.
Yeah,
character.
And I think that would be a good way to do that because the other Amell, Robbie Amell. You know, he's busy doing other things,
well,
but
sure,
he could come and do voice.
Well, it's the thing where you know. There's enough of that thing with people coming off of these shows, getting on shows, and that. And we were, I was joking around with you about the whole idea of White Canary changing.
Yeah, and her I'm all for that. And I've shared your theory.
But with I even said, like, you know, the idea of bringing back Tommy Merlin.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, he's the lead on this show. That don't matter. It's like.
Well, it is because it's NBC and then.
Well, yeah. But the thing about it is he, you know, he has to give credit to that show for getting him out there.
Colin, what's his last name?
I forget his name. But him and.
He's been on a bunch of stuff since.
Yeah, him
since
and Amel are like. Friends and that, so they always get together whenever they're in the same town. No,
so Johnny's theory, and I think we've talked about it. I don't know, but
it's
just,
more
just
like
so you
it's
don't know.
More not a theory, more like just an idea of a story that would be cool.
Is that Katie Lotz's Sarah will mess with her own timeline and keep herself from getting on the boat with Oliver, and it works because in the pilot they had a different girl play Sarah, and you know he calls her Sarah, but it could just be. Right. She's not Sarah Lance. He's not like, oh my God, Sarah Lance.
Yeah.
You know, I think that would undo a lot of things. I think that would be one way to open the door back into making Laurel likable.
Right. Yeah. Like, you know, that's what I mean.
She
like,
never went.
Well, the whole thing with that family.
Yeah.
And it's where I would say kind of fix it is that Sarah died and, you know, Quentin became. Very unhappy and very alcoholic.
Right.
And Laurel just was hiding everything for everybody and angry at Oliver because they had been together and that.
Right.
And it's one of those things where enough of the Oliver and Felicity story and enough of that, all that stuff. And the whole thing with Sarah on Legends of Tomorrow, and you know, I'm two episodes behind at this point, I think.
Yeah.
The tonight's and last week's. Okay. I haven't watched. So it's like.
They're in the 80s now.
But she's tortured. I mean, her character is a tortured character, and she's, you know, it's one of those things where if you had the opportunity to change that one thing that made everybody unhappy, would you do it and see what happens? And they don't even have to do it as, like, you know, changing the entire Arrow TV series, but they could do it as, like, a arc on Legends of Tomorrow and see how people would be different.
Like a very much, It's a Wonderful
Life. It's a Wonderful Life, I like the idea that if you have the opportunity to do time travel shows and you have successful shows,
you could
why not mess with
it? You could tie it back into The Flash where Barry has to fix it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and so, yeah, I love this show. Of all the superhero shows right now, The Flash is my favorite.
Yeah.
Now, this was a great, like, obviously we haven't seen Legends of Tomorrow yet, but of The Flash and Agent Carter and Arrow.
Yeah.
All
of
three
the ones you've watched this week,
really good episodes.
Yeah, I haven't watched Arrow.
Arrow
or
was
Carter.
Good. Arrow was better than it's been. Agent Carter was a two-parter, both hours,
right?
On Tuesday night.
Oh, okay.
It was fun. I finally understand now why the woman who plays Whitney Frost.
Yeah.
Like now you see why they cast her.
Oh, okay.
So, because she was pretty unlikable, and it's kind of like I don't see it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But like she went full evil.
Okay.
And it's like awesome. And then Ray Wise, where I just love Ray Wise.
Ray Wise is just a fun actor.
He's a great villain because of those eyes.
Yeah.
You know, he's got those just piercing.
I mean, everything. What, RoboCop, intense. Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
I mean,
So, I mean, because he was Laura Palmer's dad.
Right,
Twin Peaks. He was the devil on Reaper, which he's one of the greatest devils ever. Like, him and Mark Pellegrino and John Glover. Like, I want to have a like Hunger Games style competition for them to figure
out devil?
Who's the best.
Okay.
Yeah. Each of their devil.
And then the devil shows up.
Yeah. Have you watched Lucifer?
Recorded the first two or three that have been on, but
I think there's
it
three.
Yet.
I'm going to try and watch it this weekend.
Yeah.
So maybe you can do the same and we can give an update. Okay. Now the main thing for this particular version of the episode Toy Fair. Well, you know, there's other Earths where they have other versions of the show tonight. So,
like the Infamite podcast,
the Infomaniac podcast,
the one where it's me and another guy, and
there's a wrestling one.
So. The one where it's two girls.
Speaking of girls, our girl Katie is writing for our blog. She did an awesome post about Archie. Definitely go check that out.
Oh yeah. I haven't
seen
that one.
It was really
yet.
Good. So yeah. And she's got something new coming. at some point.
Because she's a new reader, she's just reading stuff.
Yeah, she's getting caught up.
She's like, do you care if I do a review about this or that? And I'm like, no, do whatever you want. I'm like, even older books, it's like, you know, people can be informed by, you know, I think she just finished James Robinson's Witchcraft.
Yeah, so after we saw Deadpool, we actually met up with her at one of our local comic book stores. It was fun just watching her on the hunt.
Oh, yeah.
Because you still hunt for books, for back issues.
Right.
I don't anymore because I have the series that I want, other than a few issues of that are really hard to find at Chuck Dixon Nightwing. Yeah. I have everything I want right now.
Well, you just need to put a list of that together and I'll find that real easy.
I know you will. So, but part of that is to me, like going and like looking and.
Yeah, I'll have to put a picture of something I found at Half Price Books on my Instagram.
Something
pretty cool.
Yeah.
There was a sale this past weekend and I found something in the 49-cent box that blew my mind. Nice. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool.
But it was really fun to watch her go through.
Oh, yeah. She's having a good time, you know.
And her
picking up thing.
Her list of books is good. And we're going to have her on the show at some point to talk about all this.
Because
we found this article that Cosmo did about comics girls should read.
Yeah, yeah. I sent that to her. And
It's really, really interesting. And we're definitely going to talk about it at a later date. It's on the board. But yeah, okay. So Toy Fair. I wanted to say Star Trek because I looked up at the Trek 2009 thing. Toy Fair 2016. It happens in New York every year. It's where all the big toy manufacturers really kind of release the big
for
lines
the US.
That are coming out in the U.S.
Yeah,
for the rest of the year. I'd love to go to this at some point.
Yeah.
Just because, you know. Yeah, I mean, you know how I like taking pictures of my toys anyway?
Well, sure, yeah.
And you like taking pictures of your toys.
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume you'd want to check this out as well.
Well, yeah.
But I think I'd want to go to this even a little more than like San Diego. So, but yeah, so we scoured the news sites and like we've been talking back and forth all week about cool things we saw. Just some of the references that were and you can go to infospodcast.com. You can see the list of all the toys we're going to talk about. You can see links to the stories or the sites that we've used for all these and some pictures of some of the toys that we're going to talk about. The Toy Arc site.
Yeah.
Was an amazing
resource.
They're
the one I've looked at every year because they do a really detailed like picture.
And they're taking their own pictures and things like that. The Toy Fair New York. So it's toyfairny.com.
Yeah, that pretty much gives you the details on the
that kind of thing. Our friends at Collider had some really good coverage.
Yeah, yeah.
Brick Toy News, which, you know, is Lego stuff. Lego.com had some good stuff.
Yeah.
DC Comics with their collectibles. There were a ton of great DC collectibles.
Yeah, they've got some actually decent looking stuff.
Hasbro, Funko, Mattel, Maddie Collector, Playmate Toys, and Pixel Dan. Okay, yeah. So this is a YouTube channel which you have shared with
me. Yeah, he's got a website, he's got a YouTube channel. I mean, it's all you know, you can find all his information if you just type him in Google.
Or just go to the show notes and all the links are in there.
Yeah.
So
but yeah, he's been around for a long time, he's a pretty, you know, he's one of us. Like he's passionate about the stuff and that. I think like I know him from working with Maddie Collector.
Cool,
because he does a lot of reviews for
them.
Yeah,
that's
that,
why I thought he looked familiar. So
But yeah, I mean, they all, you know, obviously since we didn't get to go, they were our resources. And
so thank
credit
you.
Where credit's due.
Thank you, news teams of those sites. All right, so just hopping right in. Let's start with Lego
because
that seems to be just our natural default for toys lately.
Yeah,
it really has.
A lot more you than me, I think.
Just lately.
Yeah.
I mean, my first love is still the DC collectible stuff, but
quality has not as much.
Quality has gone down.
Right.
There's a couple great Spider-Man sets coming out. I'm interested for the Ghost Rider team-up set.
That looks cool.
The Bridge Battle.
Yeah.
Go nice with my New York skyline that I've built.
But you have to buy two so you can build the whole bridge.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Star Wars microfighters are coming out. They're starting to roll out. We think the Ghost is probably going to be the one that most people are after.
But, yeah, it looks cool.
But so there's the Ghost, the First Order Snowspeeder, the Wookiee gunship, which looks cool. There's another TIE. This one's the advanced prototype. There's an ATDP and then a Resistance X-Wing, which I really wish they would have gone. What's your favorite character?
Snap Wexley. Snap Wexley.
Greg Grunberg. We need to come up with some sound effect to put in for Greg Grunberg. Like, wah, wah. So you can say, look, it's got your favorite character. Wah, wah.
Nice.
So, but yeah, no.
We're just turning into a morning zooker.
Yeah. Now we definitely need to have Katie on, so she'd be like, guys, that's offensive. But no, I love the microfighters. They're great little army building things.
But they're, yeah. They're, I have four, they're definitely like,
of the
like...
original X-Wings, I have like four of those.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I bought a bunch of the gunships, the troop gunships from Clone Wars, which I like.
They're just a good, like, you know, thing, a small, cheap Lego set.
It's $9. It takes like 3 minutes to build.
If you got kids, those are the sets to get for them because it comes with a minifigure.
And a ship. So,
and this one, the Ghost, like, you know, I picked out certain sets in that, and the Ghost was like, it's got a Hera minifigure in it.
Yeah. It's the cheapest way to get Hera. The Ghost, the actual Ghost set that came out a couple years ago, which I think is retired now.
I think so.
One of my favorite ships. One of my favorite builds I've ever done. Probably next to the Milano.
Okay.
My favorite. I like the Falcon. It's good. The Inquisitor's TIE was a fun one. The Wookiee gunship was a fun one. But the Ghost, the way the Ghost, you build it, it is literally like building it from, it's, you build it from the inside out.
Right.
And then you build it, like, then you
skin it. It sounds like
the
original Avengers Quinjet.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, you didn't get that one.
I did not get that one, but I had
it's
the new
literally
one.
Like pieces of it where you're building it from the inside out and that, yeah.
And then the way the Ghost goes with it, it's just a really cool
set. Phantom. Yeah.
Or the Phantom,
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So the microfighters, there's a couple cool battle packs coming out. There's a Hoth set coming
out.
Oh,
yeah. The one battle pack that stood out to me was the Rebel Alliance one because they're actually doing aliens in it.
Yeah.
So you get a Rodian and a Duro. Yeah, which is cool.
So, there's the TIE Advance versus A-Wing, the Vader's TIE Advance versus A-Wing set.
Yeah, if you don't have those already, that's a cool set.
Well, and it's a blue A-Wing.
Yeah.
From Rebels.
Right.
So if you have the
I don't need everything
like
A-Wing.
I'm a fan of the A-Wing.
I don't need a fleet of A-Wings.
Probably get the Resistance X-Wing just so I have them all. I definitely want the carbon freezing chamber because I don't have a Han in carbonite yet.
Okay.
Captain Rex's ATTE from Rebels.
Yeah, that looks pretty sweet.
It's pretty sweet. I don't know how much that one's going to cost, but I imagine that'll be...
That'll probably be the $79 to $89 range.
A fun little one is the droid escape pod from Star Wars.
This is like the fourth time or fifth time they've done
that. Have they done that one before?
Yeah, okay. I've got a version of that one, and this one I think has Jawas in it, and mine had Sam people in it, I think. I can't remember. It's been 4 years since I built it.
No.
But
yeah, so as far as Star Wars,
and another one that jumped
ones.
Out at me was the Advent calendar.
Yeah, the Advent
calendar. With a white Wookiee, like a Snow Wookiee.
Yeti Wookiee.
A Yeti Wookiee, yeah. But I mean, his bandolier is like Christmas colored. It's green and red, so it looks cool.
I enjoy the Star Wars Advent calendar. So I had a lot of fun with it this year.
I have to buy two of them so I can just...
So you open one?
Yeah,
and keep
because
one.
I haven't opened the last 2 years. Yeah, well, so it's like I really should just buy two of them.
I don't know, $40 each. That's just kind of a big investment. Okay, so then the Marvel sets, tying into Civil War, and then tying into Ultimate Spider-Man. Right now, they're apparently going to announce more sets later in the year for Doctor Strange.
So, I think they'll do probably like they did with the back when the Wolverine movie came out, there where they did one set that had Wolverine, Deadpool, and Magneto in
right.
it. I think we'll see like an Ant-Man type thing where there'll be one set that'll be, you know, maybe the window, his window, and that
the
type
eye
of stuff.
Of Agamotto like, room or whatever. But
Dormammu and, you know.
So we mentioned the bridge battle already.
Yeah.
We mentioned the Ghost Rider one. And the Ghost Rider minifigure looks freaking awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The whole bike and everything looks really cool.
There is a Doc Ock tentacle trap where it's a mech Doc Ock. Yeah. I'm not sure about that one, but it looks cool. I want to, like, see the box.
I think that ties in more to, like, the Secret Six thing that's coming up on Ultimate Spider-Man. So. Yeah.
So, and then for Civil War, there's a Crossbones Hazard Heist. It looks cool. It's got the new Falcon minifigure.
Yeah.
And then the Black Panther Pursuit has a new Winter Soldier and then has the Black Panther. So those will be the ones I'm definitely most
Send you a picture of the poly bag with Spider-Man and Venom?
Yeah. Yeah. With the multi-headed Venom. That one's pretty cool.
Yeah, that looks pretty sweet.
I wish they would have done different faces instead of all the same face. Yeah.
But, you know, it's Lego. So.
Just because I really want, like, a black Spider-Man face that's just, like, no mouth or anything that you can swap out and have it be Spider-Man.
I'm sure that minifigure will be out eventually.
Yeah. But, and then let's see. What were the DC
Especially if Lego's listening right now, they probably are like, get that figure on the line.
So I think the coolest DC one, the one you have written down here, is the Killer Croc sewer set.
Yeah, because you're getting
A
big fig croc. And the last time they did Croc, he was just a regular size minifigure. He's kind of hard to get. Plus, you're getting Red Hood.
Yeah.
And Katana.
Red Hood looks awesome.
Well, it looks like a lot of these Batman sets that are coming out later in the year have Suicide Squad characters in them. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I know Croc's in the movie, Boomerang's in the movie.
Katana's in the movie.
One of the other sets had Harley Quinn in it. So, you know, but this one was cool because a big fig.
Yeah.
You know,
big figs are always
Croc,
fun.
Big fig.
I still need to get that Thanos one from the that's coming out soon.
Oh, it's out. Or just that's out. Yeah, the Avenger. So, yeah.
So,
the space one.
Yeah, and it's got
Hyperion in it.
Hyperion and Captain Marvel. Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and then, okay, so from DC Collectibles,
you missed one. There was one there, and I said it was, I was telling you about it, the Captain America Civil War set, there's been leaked pictures of this, but
I laughed at the picture because
they literally taped pieces of paper to the front of the box to not, quote-unquote, spoil things. And there's a Giant Man figure coming out.
And it's a buildable figure, which is cool. But that box set has been out for the pictures.
Well, the picture's been out, but I think, part of me is thinking that we might get a Peter Parker figure in that set, too.
That'd be cool.
Or Spider-Man, but I think they'll just do Peter Parker. And I don't even know if we're really going to see him as Spider-Man in that movie.
No.
I think he'll be Peter Parker.
You don't think
he'll have the abilities.
Do you think we'll see an Iron Spider?
No.
So is he going to be Team Iron Man or Team Cap?
I think he's going to be Team Cap.
So in Civil War, he starts out Team Iron Man and then obviously realizes Tony Stark has ruined his life.
But if he is the person that's being chased by Black Panther in that underground garage or whatever, then he's obviously neither Team Cap or Team Iron Man. Or he's going to end up being Team Cap.
Yeah. Okay.
That's just a prediction.
So, I mean, we're about a month away from Batman v Superman. Mm. So, which apparently people are seeing, and the rumors are it's not.
DC's panicking at this point.
Well, now Bleeding Cool had this thing, and we'll go back to toys in a second, but they had a thing about they're already talking about canceling the Justice League movies. And it's like, who's the source for this in the first place? Like, and yes, we're perpetrating the rumor and perpetuating whatever.
My thing is if they decide to do that, then they really just need to go to Greg Berlanti and talk to him about maybe turning some of the characters that have been on Flash and Arrow and Supergirl into feature film characters.
Well, there's a funny rumor that Ezra Miller being cast as a Flash is a joke. And that Barry's going to run off in the TV show and end up in the movie universe as the Flash. And then Wally will get his powers and he'll be the Flash on the Flash TV show.
For that period of time.
While Flash is in the movies. So, but I don't know. I mean, that's giving them way too much credit.
It's just one of those things where, you know, we've beat this dead horse like several times now. The TV series, the TV universe is, you know, because there's more than one.
Yeah.
Are doing quality stories. And, you know, they're doing it in 22 episode seasons. And I could see, you know, just having Berlanti come in and do a feature film and making it work.
Yeah. And he doesn't even have to direct it or write it. Just be the executive producer.
Just having his team. Yeah. His team, you know, working on a feature with the Justice League would probably be 100 times better than any DC movie that's ever been done.
I think anything that Zack Snyder could ever hope to do in his entire life. But all right, so back to toys. So DC collectibles.
Yeah, going right into the DC universe.
And this is one I missed until you pointed it out. The Batman Beyond set.
Yeah, I don't know if this is...
Because of the two of us, I'm much more the Terry McGinnis fan.
Well, and the thing is I don't know because, you know, they didn't have packaging. They just had figures, they had like figures on display.
I think it's all
if it's a two-pack, if it's literally that whole group of...
Yeah, I think it's all three of them.
I'm buying. Yeah. I'm buying. I mean, I won't buy them as single characters because it's too damn expensive.
I wouldn't buy Ace in...
Well, no, Ace would be with Bruce. Yeah, I'll definitely buy Terry. But, yeah.
But, yeah, and then the animated series ones, Harvey Bullock, which is great.
Yeah,
I love the design.
I just picked the three that looked the coolest to me.
Ra's al Ghul, one of the best versions of Ra's al Ghul ever,
and he's got the demon's head.
Yep. And then did you see how big the Batwing is?
Oh yeah,
it's giant.
Well, it's the same as the Batmobile. It's going to be, you know. That's for the, you know, people who are the ultimate collectors of like Batman the animated
series.
I really
want that Batmobile.
Yeah,
it's just $100 is about to
swallow. And it's one of those things where you're not that much of a collector of that.
I have all the animated series figures.
Well, right, yeah.
So,
but you'd have to get the new animated series figures.
Yeah, I have them.
You do?
I've been buying the new ones. Yeah, Nightwing's right there. I just towed them up.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
And then,
I just thought you got Nightwing because Robin.
I have all of them so far. And then for DC collectibles for me, there's a Harley Quinn figure line coming out.
Yeah, that looks cool too.
I've made it known on the show I'm not a fan of the recent version or design of Harley Quinn. I'm not a huge Harley Quinn fan.
But they're doing classic.
But these are classic figures. There's a retro Rocket Harley Quinn. There's a superhero Harley Quinn. There's the classic Harley Quinn and then the holiday Harley Quinn.
Which ties to one of the other figures that they showed at the show with the holiday Joker.
Yep. And then
he's got a Santa hat on.
Yeah. The superhero one ties into the story arc she did with Power Girl.
Oh, okay.
So that's why she has a Power Girl-esque costume.
Okay.
But it's just, I think they look fantastic. They're very true to the Paul Denis version of the character that we're used to seeing.
They're designed by Amanda Connor, who's been working on the book.
I mean,
you know, she's been drawing Harley for a long time now.
Yeah.
And that's
so moving on to Hasbro. You have the Marvel Legends. Both of us are big fans of these lines of figures.
Right.
Now,
not fans of the price point on the 3¾.
They're what, $12.99? $12.99. Yeah, it's way too much to spend on that.
A smaller figure.
But you know, hey, $9.99. I might be on board. I'd rather see it at $7.99. But you know, it's a cash grab. This is what happens when Disney buys your properties. I'm kidding.
I think it is like a thing. That you have to think about. They have to pay graphic artists. Yeah. Like those packaging, and I've seen some of the figures are showing up, and it's like the packaging now is really nice. I mean, you know, they've streamlined the 3¾-inch, the 6-inch, and the 12-inch that they announced at this show are all called Legends now. And you pretty much, it's whatever your poison is. If you like 6-inch figures, you know, I literally put down, they're doing the Black Panther from Civil War.
Right.
But, like, they're doing Nick Fury classic version. Yeah. And he's got a, like, space helmet.
Mm-hmm.
So that looks cool. There's an X-Men set coming out later in the year. Iceman. Yeah. Looks really good.
Cable looks awesome.
Of course, Deadpool.
Is that the same one I have?
Yeah.
So I have a picture of that. So the Deadpool one, which you showed me, you sent a picture of it to me.
Yeah.
Like, again, don't have a ton of Deadpool figures, Really, I think I just have the Lego minifigure probably, of him that you got me.
This looks good. Awesome. And it's, you know, the sense of humor is there because he's got a bazooka with a boxing glove.
Well, it's all the, like, accessories. Yeah. But, like, in one of his sword hands, his pinky is out. Like, it's all, like, refined.
Right,
like,
yeah. You know, they usually put multiple hands in there so you can switch out the hands and that, too. But, yeah, I've seen the rocket launcher.
Yeah.
With the boxing glove. And I'm like, that's pretty funny. So I don't think I'll get that figure, but it's one of those things where it's like, it's a smart idea to do it with the movie being out this year or not.
And then Mephisto from Doctor Strange, Iron Fist, which will have his own Netflix series coming out and everything.
So. Yeah, they're including him in the Doctor Strange assortment. Yeah. So I'm assuming that those two were, you know, ones they were allowed to show.
Yeah.
And that, I don't think that Mephisto will be in the movie, that version of it.
No.
But, you know, it was cool. I mean, those looked cool. The 3¾-inch, they're doing 2-packs again, which they had not done in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the one I really liked was they're doing a Captain Marvel 2-pack with Mar-Vell and Carol Danvers.
So, for people who don't know, Mar-Vell.
Yeah, well, there's been multiple Captain Marvels over the years and that, but Mar-Vell was the original one, and it's him in his
is he Kree?
He's the Kree, the Kree suit. Yeah, so that looks cool. Other 2-packs, there's one that has Lady Thor, as I call her.
Yeah.
And then Sam Wilson, Captain America,
which if you're reading Avengers right now, you understand why that
but they're not in the same 2-pack together.
They're not?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
No, like the Thor one has what Thor looks like right now.
Odinson. That's what he's
called. And Lady Thor.
Okay.
And then the Sam Wilson one, I think, comes with another Captain America character.
You can call her the Mighty Thor, because that's what her book's called.
Well, I think they should call her Lady Thor. And if you're not reading that book,
it's a surprise in like, one of the better all-new,
it's a Jason Aaron book.
Yeah, so, it's really good.
The 12-inch.
Yeah.
The 12-inch are, like, you know, definitely collector figures, for sure. And they had already announced Captain America and Iron Man. But they had Spider-Man, and I mean, the Peter Parker head looks awesome.
Cool.
Because, I mean, it looks like it's straight out of the comic book.
Nice. I have a bunch of Spidey figures, so that of those three, that would be the one I would want to get.
Yeah. That's definitely, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff. I've seen, like, there's a 3¾-inch for Civil War where Captain America's on a motorcycle.
Cool.
So it's like, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff coming out from them. And then on the flip side of Hasbro, there's the Star Wars line.
Right.
Where we're going to get more Black Series figures.
And the one Black Series that stood out to me that I saw was the Sabine Wren.
Yeah.
She looks amazing. It's a great mold. Some of the Black Series, like the Leia Black Series in the Slave Bikini.
Yeah.
Is one of the worst faces.
They're doing
ever.
A new one of her from, and it's going to be a New Hope version.
Oh, okay.
So she's going to have the
bumps. Don't know why they didn't start with that.
Yeah, it would make sense. They would have made sense if they would have just went down the line and done, you know, done Bespin. A New Hope, Bespin, and then the Slave and the Boosh.
Yeah.
Because they did the Boosh one.
Yeah, the Boosh one was. And then, even the Boosh, like her face was like, it didn't look anything like Carrie Fisher.
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, I probably dive deeper into this than you. When you do a mold and it's a big mold and then you shrink it down, it doesn't look the same. And it's one of those things where, you know, the Kanan that's in the Black Series, it's a realistic looking version, but you're
so Sabine.
Yeah. And it's like, you're like, okay, that's.
Because it's based off like an animated character, it's not someone's actual face. Like the Ahsoka Tano, I saw that she looks great.
Yeah. They're doing the AT-AT driver and the Snow Trooper.
And I'll get the Snow Trooper.
And then,
you know,
what's cool is they had a voting thing last year, and you got to pick like what a Black Series figure. Like the fans got to pick, and it's Darth Revan.
And the cool thing about him is he comes with red and purple lights.
Yeah, yeah. So it's one of those things where he's just going to be a cool one just for visual, things and that. They are bringing back the Rebels 3¾-inch line. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get Kanan in a Stormtrooper armor, the Seventh Sister, Darth Maul, who hasn't shown up on the show yet.
Not yet.
And Princess Leia.
Call me Old Master.
And they're calling him something else on the packaging, I think. Okay. So, yeah. So,
and then it'll be the Leia that we saw in
the
episode, which is great. And we've
definitely they go on and look at the pictures, so. You know. you know, link from us to the
and toy then there's arc. A Force Awakens 3 3/4.
Yeah, this is one where people are up in arms about. It is a 4-pack and it has Maz Kanata in it, but it also has Finn, Rey, and BB-8.
Okay.
So the only way you were able to get BB-8 up until this pack was in a 3-pack with two of the Jakku characters.
Okay.
Or you bought the Millennium Falcon that came out for Force Awakens, and he was in that.
Wait, so, for the Lego set?
No. Hasbro Millennium Falcon.
Okay. And you could get BB-8 in the Black Series with Rey.
Right. So, yeah. But so the for the 3 3/4-inch
people collectors, want a BB-8 on its own?
I think that they made a mistake by not selling a BB-8 on its own.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And I mean, even if they would have just done a 2-pack with R2 and BB-8 and sold it, that would have been an ideal thing to do, and they didn't do it. And that's what people were like, you know, I seen on a few message boards where they're like, we already got a BB-8 in a 3-pack and paid $15 for it. Now you want us to pay $15 again.
If they want to do a 3-pack, do all 3 droids. Right. Yeah. No, I get it.
Well, it was one of those things where, you know, the Finn 3 3/4-inch figure still is a shelf warmer.
Yeah.
Rey, you can't find, you know. I mean, I found her.
They made 4 of them.
Well, right, yeah. So I got one of the 4. The problem with Rey was the scalpers were out in force.
We saw that when we went on the Force Friday.
Well, right, yeah.
And go back.
Where supposedly it was like, you could only buy so many.
What was it, like 2 of each kind?
Yeah, I think it was.
And so, like, if there were Black Series figures, you could get 2 Black Series figures, not 2 of every Black Series figure. And they were letting people wipe it out. And we were probably, the
40th. We weren't that far.
We were like the 40th
back
people
in. Yeah.
And, you know, maybe 50 at the farthest. And by the time we got back there, there were maybe 10 total Black Series figures left on the wall.
Right. And there were no 3 3/4-inch at that point. Like one Zuvio.
It wasn't until we went to Walmart that we saw.
Yeah.
Those.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I don't think there was a Rey there either.
No, there was no Rey. The only Rey that we saw was the Lego set and the Black Series figure.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but I mean, eventually, like, you know, just going around, it's like, if there's people that are complaining, but they aren't toy hunters.
Right.
They're just, you know, their kid wants all the figures or their kid wants that figure, and you're not going to find it that way.
Right.
If you want to find it, you got to go. It's pretty much like a job.
Entertainment Earth.
To find your...
Pay a markup.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, you know, if you just hit a couple of Toys R Us's, you're going to find it.
Yeah.
I'm not guaranteeing that, but I'm like, you know, I found a Rey.
Yeah. But
where's Rey? She's at my house. There's a Black Series version and a 3 3/4-inch
Where's
version.
Rey? In Johnny's toy box.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Anyway, all right, so Funko, we're both big fans of Funko.
Yep.
We both have Pops.
Did you list any Pops? Or
I did not, mainly because they're...
You're getting the Golden Girl set, aren't you?
I was joking about that last night, actually. No, but I'll get the Ferris Bueller ones. I'll get Bill and Ted.
Okay.
You know, I just didn't think they needed to be on.
I didn't, like, you know, that's like...
And I'll get both versions
The
of
only
Ferris.
Ones that really stood out to me was the ones that I was looking at, and it's, you know... The Pac-Man series looks awesome.
Pac-Man looks amazing.
Yeah, and then I seen they're doing Mulan and Mushu with Cricky, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have to get those because I'm a fan of the Mulan movie. So
I've never seen Mulan.
Really?
I know. I don't know how I've missed that one, but I've just never seen it. I think it's on Netflix. It might be. I don't know. I might have to check that out.
I'm not a big fan of the female characters and that because most of them are just the romance
and you don't like girls
love girls but you know.
No, I know what you're saying.
The thing with it was there's enough balance of the action and the, you know, princess, I say the princess thing in that movie, that it's like you could just enjoy it. Plus I knew that story beforehand. I knew that, you know, what that story was based on.
I think for me, it came out at a time where, like, I might have been in college and I didn't have a daughter.
I didn't
or
see it in the theater.
Wasn't dating a girl that was into it. And really, I mean, it wasn't until I got married.
I think it was
that...
one of the first Disney movies I got on DVD.
Okay. I mean, it wasn't until I got married that I really got into watching Disney
stuff
anyway. So
gave it to me as a gift, and they're like, you know, You know, I think it was my mom and dad probably.
You might like this, Johnny.
Yeah, and I sat there and watched it because there's like cool, like, you know, it was the early CG animated, like, you know, they were experimenting with stuff. And there's a cool scene in there with an avalanche that, like, you know, at a certain point, it's a bird flying over.
Yeah.
Because there's a character that has a bird in there. And it's like the camera movements and that. Plus, the score is Jerry Goldsmith. Oh, and cool. Like that, yeah, dude, nice. Like, yeah.
I'll definitely check it out.
Ming-Na plays Mulan.
Speaking of like just really cool CGI.
Yeah.
We watched The Good Dinosaur over the weekend.
Okay.
The water in that. And I don't know if you've ever read anything Ed Catmull's ever written. He's like one of the people behind Industrial Light and Magic, and
okay,
he's one of the main guys at Pixar. Like his two biggest pet peeves, like back when like computer animation was getting started, was hair,
okay,
and water,
okay.
And in The Good Dinosaur, the hair and the water are the most amazing animated hair and water you've ever seen.
So was the movie any good?
You know, I did not like it.
Okay.
No, you know, it dragged. Okay. Steve Zahn showed up as one of the voices, and so I liked that part.
Okay.
But as far as it goes, it just didn't make a lot of sense.
Okay, yeah.
Like, a lot of Pixar movies have heart to it.
Right.
And this one, it was very... The Good Dinosaur... If it would have been called The Selfish Dinosaur...
Oh,
I probably would have gone in with like a different, you know, frame of mind. I probably would have felt
like that movie was rushed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really did.
All right. Like, so back to the toys.
Yeah. So on the Funko thing.
So the Mystery Minis, which we're both fans of. Yeah, you definitely much more definitely. Than I.
They showed pictures of the Captain America Civil War set.
I want Falcon. I want. So I'll just give you the list.
Right.
The
ones yeah. You need just write a list down.
So
Suicide Squad.
Which didn't look half bad.
Yeah, they look cool.
So,
although
I don't like Deadshot, how he's got the monocle and then the really big eye.
Oh, okay.
It's like just have the monocle and no eye.
Yeah. So, and then Game of Thrones series 3,
which looked cool because you got the Nightmare King.
Right, and then Walking Dead series 4, and then Alice Through the Looking Glass, which was surprising because cool. I hadn't
was
heard
there
about
a Cheshire Cat? I didn't remember seeing.
I think
that
there is. There's a Jabberwonk in there.
You'll definitely want to talk to the two ladies in the other room about those. The Civil War ones look cool. Crossbones looks awesome.
Yeah, and those would probably be bobbleheads because when they do the Marvel ones, they do bobbleheads.
I found something out about that.
Okay. Because
we've talked about this, and you always complain about the Marvel and the Star Wars being bobbleheads.
I kind of understand
it. It's a licensing agreement by Marvel, by Disney now, that they have to be bobbleheads.
Right.
And that's why those are.
Yeah, I figured that's what it was.
So anyway. But no, I actually got the answer for it because, you know, I was poking around on the Funko site.
But they've got it down now with them. I think it was harder for them with the Mystery Minis doing bobbleheads because some of them were really loose, and so the head looked really
weird.
The
Guardians of the Galaxy ones were the Mystery Minis were horrible.
Yeah, and it's like now I think they've got it down where the springs are tight, so like the Avengers Age of Ultron ones were really great, and you know, I looked at these very like fleetingly and like was like, that's cool, that's cool, that's cool. So it's like now I'm gonna have to go back and like, you know, make the list of which ones are going to be like the ones I really want.
Which ones are sought after.
Yeah.
I think
like if they're going to, you know, if they did it like they're doing Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
The Captain America ones will probably be all 1 and 12s. Yeah. So there won't be anything hard to find.
Cool.
And it's just, you know, it's cool. They're fun little things to collect.
Yeah. Falcon looks awesome. The new Falcon Pop also looks awesome.
Yeah.
With the gear and the goggles and everything. The Civil War pops all look pretty cool.
Right, yeah.
I'll definitely get Black Panther because he looks awesome, but...
I'll just get the set.
Yeah, I'll probably get most of them. Who am I kidding? But anyway, so you have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle a couple of toys on here.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I didn't even see those on any of the lists, so I must have just missed them. And these are from the current Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoon, right?
Right, yeah. I didn't see anything. Like, I searched around to see if anybody had put up anything from Out of the Shadows. And they're doing the I guess you would call it the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Junior line.
Okay.
Like, there's a lot of that stuff coming out.
I mean, they still have the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle figures from the first movie on the wall.
Right,
at Target.
You can find those. The way Playmates does the figures for the show is they progressively put them out as the episodes are happening. And I'm sure that's something so they don't spoil anything that Nickelodeon does.
Which is great.
But they hadn't done a Karai.
Yeah.
As a human, you know, as the human version.
Oh, yeah, Karai. They have the snake version with the
snake. Right, they had the snake, right. But they hadn't done a regular version, and they showed it at the toy fair. So they also showed a prototype of Armagon. I don't know, have you caught up in the Dimash Genetics yet?
No, we haven't even gotten that far. Okay. Because so Hulu, it doesn't get on
he
Hulu
looks like
for
a shark.
A okay.
And then he wears an armor that is a shark. And they showed a picture of it, and they actually showed it on Pixel Dan's video. They flipped the armor head down, and I'm like, I'm sold. It's like, because it looks cool.
Cool.
And, you know, in the show, he's kind of like a Boba Fett bounty hunter type guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those things where he was just interesting to look at. And then Pixel Dan was interviewing one of the guys from Playmates, and he confirmed, and this is one I was telling you about earlier, where
right.
Muckman was obviously on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that and
which he was cool.
There was rumors that there was a figure supposed to be out like first quarter right after Christmas, and there was rumors he got canceled, but the guy he interviewed confirmed that he'll be out in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
So it's one of those things where he'll be out later
wait and see
in the year.
And
yeah. Cool. The other characters, you know, like I said, you know, they've mentioned a lot of stuff on there, so some characters mm-hmm. aren't going to be coming out anytime soon. And then some things they can't talk about.
Right.
Because, you know, things are going to be happening on the show that...
I appreciate Nickelodeon and Playmates doing it that way.
Yeah.
Because, you know, toys do spoil things
right,
more
yeah.
often than not.
So. I mean, they have pictures of, like, variant turtles they're doing, which is cool. There's, like, a tongue-flipping Michelangelo where you actually push a button on the back of his head and his tongue comes out.
Okay.
There's, like, an eye-bulging Leonardo coming out. Where, like, you push a button and his eyes, like,
they
bug out a little bit.
Because he's so stressed out from dealing with Michelangelo.
But there was a cool one that they showed, and I didn't put it down on the list, where they're called Laughing Turtles
okay.
or something like that. Where you pick it up and you start shaking it, and it starts laughing. And as you shake it more and more, it laughs more and more, and then, like, eventually it burps or farts or something like that. And I'm like, that just looks
that's
fun.
That's perfect for kids.
Yeah,
and I'm like, it fits this version of turtles.
If anything, the turtle sets are cool for adult collectors because...
Well, like, the turtle figures, yeah. like, the first line of the animated ones,
yeah.
they're great.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
they're superposable and...
It's one of those things where if you want to display them, but if you want to play with them, I mean, they're very playable.
So, like, when the Thundercats series came out, the most recent
one. Okay, yeah, the
right?
newer version.
Worst toys ever.
Yeah.
Worst toy line ever.
Right.
The Thunder Tank was a piece of junk.
Yeah.
The figures were awful. Like,
I don't think I bought
there wasn't
anything
one
that,
Lion-O right. in the store that had a sword that wasn't, like, all, like, bent and folded
okay,
over.
Yeah.
You know, so it was just, you know, you can their heads fall off, their arms
wow.
fall off. They're you know, they're crap.
Right.
And, you know, so and you know, you have a list of things from Mattel here, and Maddie Collector has a new line of the Thundercats with the Thundercats Club.
Sweet.
And the Lion-O looks freaking amazing.
Yeah.
He's cat-tastic.
Yeah. Well, the Moomra that's the club
yeah.
exclusive, it's like, okay. You
now
know.
Did you sign up?
No.
Are you gonna?
I don't think so. I mean, it's one of those things
you'll find him.
You'll find him. You know, and there's a couple, like, you know, small business guys that I support, and that they'll get these, and I'll pay a little extra for them.
Yeah, our secret stash
yeah.
toy store.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's
which
one
I'm
of those
not
things
telling
where...
you people what it is, because then you'll go there, and we won't be able to get the toys
yeah.
there.
Okay.
I was talking about, you know, this, that.
Yeah, I know.
Someone
I know
one, I was talking about that to someone, and they're like, oh, where is that? I'm like, I'm not telling you.
Yeah. Research, people.
Yeah.
Research. But yeah, the Maddie Collector line, it's a cool line.
Yeah.
They do good work. You know, they've got off course a little bit, but I think they're more back on course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they showed a lot of Masters of the Universe stuff. Some that had come out.
Yeah.
And there's a lot that, you know, has come out. And I think it's kind of tapering off at this point because they've done pretty much everybody they can do.
Right.
So, like, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel with some characters from
but it's
new
nice
adventures.
Moving on to,
but it
to,
was
to Thundercats
cool because like there was a picture of a character I guess from the newer comic book that's been out that I've been picking up. But
oh, the Battle for Eternia.
The Eternity War, when Adora showed up in that, she had a crew cut and had like face paint in that, and they showed that like head.
Oh,
so I'm
cool.
assuming they're doing. She was called Despera.
Okay.
I'm assuming they're going to do that character. Nice. And that's a cool, that'll be a cool addition to people's collections. You know, they're continuously, I guess, working on the formula for the characters right. to make them more sturdier.
Right.
And that, so there's always a new He-Man.
Mm-hmm. And they have the DC Multiverse characters coming out, but which like, hopefully they're making those better because those were great for a while.
Right.
And then they hit a really low patch.
The Doomsday looks awesome.
Yeah.
And then they're doing Supergirl. Melissa Benoist for Supergirl. I mean, it looked the mold. I think it's Benoist, yeah. But like the mold on the face, it looks like her.
Cool.
So I was like, yeah, okay, cool.
Nice.
Oh, and the thing, like, with one thing that, like, Elva actually complained about, and I was questioning it, too. They're doing Pumera as the first female character in the Thundercats line. I'm like, why didn't they do Chitara? Yeah. So, that was just a minor complaint.
Yeah. All right. All right. So, the last thing that we have on my list is because that's everything on yours.
Well, yeah. You had a lot of crossover.
Have some crossover. Is the Captain America Civil War roleplay stuff.
From Mattel and Hasbro.
And this is for collectors. Cosplayers could use these things. The shield, Cap's shield, is metal. Everything's metal.
Okay.
So the shield looks amazing, and it says here...
It's a full scale, right?
It is a full scale, one-to-one full scale.
That was the one they had hanging on the wall. Like you could, in the Hasbro booth, the Marvel side of the Hasbro booth... They had, like, a big Civil War thing, so and that shield's hanging up.
There's two things, and so the first is that, and just kind of, I'll read the description just because.
Sure.
It's iconic in design and durability. Captain America's shield is the ultimate combination of offense and defense. Whether ricocheting into combat or fending off enemy attacks, Captain America's signature shield is essential to victory. Highly detailed and one-to-one full-scale premium roleplay items come to the Marvel Legends line.
Right.
Okay, so that's the shield. The shield is awesome. The next thing is one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
The Iron Man helmet?
The Iron Man helmet. And it's Marvel Legends roleplay Iron Man helmet. And it's whether Iron Man is protecting civilians or blasting across the world to fight for justice, he relies on a fully loaded armor designed for heavy combat and advanced aerial attacks. Highly detailed one-to-one full-scale premium roleplay items come to the Marvel Legends universe. In addition to two glowing LED eyes, the Iron Man helmet has a magnetized faceplate that can be completely detached from the helmet and then connected to the top.
That's cool.
So you can pull it off and like put it like on the forehead.
Right. Yeah.
Like, so I have pictures of this on the site. Go check this, both of these things.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if they're going to sell that helmet in like different sizes. Cause like my head's not as big as your head, my head is not small. Right. And, you know, so it's one of these things.
Well, what's cool about these, you know, and I've seen the pictures of them, that is the idea that it's for cosplayers.
Yeah.
It's for collectors.
Yeah.
Like, if you just want an Iron Man helmet to put on your wall, this is the one that
I'm not the world's biggest Iron Man fan by any stretch of imagination, but I want that helmet back.
Sideshow did.
Yeah.
A line back a while ago where they did these kind of things. A couple years ago,
yeah.
And they were super expensive, but they were super detailed.
But it's not articulated like this. Right. With the magnetized helmet and the LED lights for the eyes. And
I mean, these are obviously going to be, you know, within the range of being able to purchase. Right, yeah. So, I mean, you know, you'll be able to purchase these at your local Target probably.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be Target, but definitely you'll be able to find them.
I'll get a shield. I'll get a shield, cool shield to hang up on the wall.
So
I think that's one of those ones where,
I mean, I might just
buy a Harley and
put it on the. Yeah, I was thinking I might just get the Cap shield as my like home protection.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't think that's gonna work. It's not made of vibranium and adamantium.
I can put the Iron Man helmet on and have the shield. So if someone breaks in, they're like, yeah, no.
Well, yeah, but you gotta wait for the Thor's hammer, because they'll do Thor's hammer, and you've got to wait for Hawkeye's bow, for you especially, I know you would want Black Widow's gauntlets.
Yes, so, probably. You know, so, I am a fan of gauntlets.
Yeah, see,
so, I mean, Ben Reilly had gauntlets. Yeah. Nightwing had gauntlets.
So. But I'm sure we'll get a Thor hammer, and you know, hopefully, if it's sticking the comic book, we'll get a Thor helmet with the wings.
That you mean the Thor helmet that we saw for the first like 30 seconds of Thor.
Not even that one. Just the one from the comic book where it's just the helmet more like The Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the little girl has an adventure.
Yeah, exactly.
And Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah, yeah.
As Thor.
Yeah, well, so, you know.
But, yeah.
When all Thor goes bad and gets his ass kicked by Daredevil.
Yeah. All right, so, man, that's a lot of toys.
Yeah, I said yours, and looking at mine, too, it kind of looks like a Christmas list.
It does. So, you know, if you want to buy us anything for Christmas,
yeah,
go on there. We'll let you know how to send it to us. So, or, hey, if you're from Hasbro or Funko or Mattel and you're listening to this, we will gladly take review versions of these things. And
we'll gladly interview anybody from the company.
We want to talk. If you have designers that want to talk, yeah, we'll talk to them. So, all right, last thing is, we haven't talked about comics in a couple weeks.
Have you read any comics in a couple weeks?
No. So
you're fired.
That's not true. Well, no, I read them all. I read all the stuff you guys got me for Christmas. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I've read The Walking Dead up, like,
you keep
you know,
up
the stuff
on
I buy,
well,
digitally,
you buy
so.
Digitally. So yeah,
but no,
and we're still waiting for a new Invincible.
Not until April.
I know. So. I'm just crying inside.
But Hulk number 4 comes out this week.
Yep.
Check that out. Extraordinary X-Men comes out, number 7, and okay. It's starting the arc to tell you what happened to adult Cyclops.
Oh, okay.
So I'm cool. 3 issues behind on that one right now. I think that's
but
one
that's
that
one of your characters.
I'm going to jump to. Well, the book itself is good.
Star Wars is out this week.
Star Wars number 16 is out. Star-Lord number 4. Star-Lord number okay. 4 is yeah. out. And then Bill and Ted Go to Hell.
Yeah.
So, we both have that on our list. I love Bill and Ted, so. Yeah.
Definitely, like, you know, an interesting list. Especially for me, you know.
Yeah, you have some stuff on here that.
I'm just, you know, Vertigo is.
How's American Monster?
I haven't read it yet. I wanted to wait for the first 2 issues to read it. I mean, you know, it was one of those ones where I'm like, just who's working on it is more what sold me than anything.
Yeah. And are you liking Web Warriors?
Yeah, so. I read the first 2.
I read the first 2 and then decided I didn't want to keep going.
It's one of those things where it's like, you know, it'll probably be get to issue 6 and then go, I'm just going to pick the trades up.
Yeah. And then from DC Titan Hunt, number 5 comes out.
Oh, okay.
And it's the most confusing book.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a DC superhero book that's like, we're going to try and fix this.
They're pretending like that the Teen Titans existed as the Titans.
Well, they're going to pretend that the Justice Society existed at some point, too.
And so, a couple things happened with, like, Batman Eternal.
Yeah.
Where the whole Spiral thing.
Okay.
Is for Dick Grayson to step back into being Nightwing.
Oh.
Like, they have, like, a Brother Eye type thing.
Yeah.
It's going to erase everybody's memory, Mephisto style. Like,
oh, you know? Okay. Wow.
What was it? One Day More? Was that the
hold
name?
Hold on. Yawn.
But anyway,
I'm sorry, but no. You know what, just shut it down and restart it all.
Well,
just shut it down and restart it all.
So Rebirth had some more information come out,
yeah,
in some of the titles. So Damian's gonna be leading the Teen Titans. Dick and Corey Starfire Coriander are gonna be leading the Titans.
Shut it down.
It's time to start over.
Shut it down.
Oh, and Sex Criminals number 14 comes out this
week. Okay.
Totally go read that
that's,
book.
That's
awesome.
I was going to say that's one of your books, too.
And then Power Man and Iron Fist get a new number 1.
Yeah, I forgot to put that on my list, so that'll have to be a pickup next week and just see how it is. I'm not, you know, it's one of those things where I get enough stuff that I'm, like, not trying to buy more stuff. But it's like, you know, I want to check it out. And, you know. I mean, you said it was David Walker.
Yeah, David Walker.
Who's doing Cyborg.
The art, so. Yeah, he does Cyborg for DC.
Is that still being published?
I have no idea. Okay, I read the first issue. Okay. And it was turning him into like a new god. His powers were all from
They're turning everybody all new gods. So.
And then just kind of a little cross promotion. Archie number 6 is out. Go read Katie's blog post about Archie. The new Archie book is great.
Yeah.
Mark Waid. The first 3 issues are drawn by Fiona Staples. The next 3 are... It's not Amy Lee, but her last name is Lee. It's great. I love it.
I haven't read any of it.
It's one of my favorite new books. It was one of my favorite new books of 2015.
You and she are both talking really well about it. So it'll probably just be wait until a trade comes out of the first 6 and pick it up and check it out.
And then if you need
and to... announce, I think, more Afterlife with Archie stuff is coming.
Yeah.
So, you know, that'll be something to check out. That was I've cool read some of that series. Stuff, and that was actually
did
fun.
Did you read Archie versus Predator from Dark Horse?
I picked it up, and I haven't read it yet.
Dude, it is awesome. It's so wrong and crazy, but it's awesome.
I flipped through it, so I've seen some of the stuff, because I was like, look, what, how are they even doing this? But, you know, I read Archie versus Punisher back in the day, and that was fun. So,
All right, so if you want to see any of the things we talked about, head over to infamouspodcast.com. If you want to email us, it's theinfamouspodcast@gmail.com. On the website, you can sign up to our new email list. There's a link to subscribe. And if you want to support the show a little bit, we have a new link to an Amazon store. So just head over to the website on the top banner there where you see our logo and everything. There's just a little sign that says support the show. If you're going to go buy something from Amazon, why don't you come to our site and click on it and kind of help us out with some of the costs.
Definitely appreciate the show any on. Support.
And we love it. We got a bunch of good reviews on iTunes, a bunch of new iTunes reviews. So keep that up. Make sure you guys are subscribing.
How many stars?
Five.
Yeah, that's it. Five stars.
As much as you want it to be four stars, it's five. anyway.
I was a young man, it was a 4-star review, not a 5-star review.
You were a young man, it was 2 thumbs up.
Oh, you know, yeah, so, well, it was, actually, yeah.
Anyway, you know, whatever. But yeah, so, hey, if you have questions.
Look that one up, kids.
I made a really off-color joke about, like, one half of that not too long ago.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But yeah, no, if you guys are liking the show, let us know. If you have questions, let us know. If there are toys that we missed from Toy Fair that you want us to know that you're digging, let us know. That would be great. What are you reading? We definitely want to hear about that, especially if it's something we haven't talked about, because we both like trying new books. I mean, just flat out.
New old books, new
new
books.
Old books, I mean, new books.
You know, I just read, what was it? One of the Star Trek trades I picked up.
Oh, yeah.
On that sale was the Nero story.
Yeah.
So it was everything that had been scripted for the movie that wasn't in the movie. Right. And it was pretty good. It's a pretty good book. So, yeah.
Congratulations to Deadpool on breaking all sorts of records.
Yeah.
As of recording, it's at like 153
million.
Did you
see the petition to have him host Saturday
Night
Live?
Yeah, to host
Live.
Saturday Night Live. So go find that. And, you know, just
that'd
Google
probably
it.
Be like, I haven't watched a Saturday Night Live episode since like Will Ferrell when them were on there. So I'm like, that'll be one where I'll be like, okay, I guess I have to watch this.
There was one where... it was The Rock.
Yeah.
Hosting. And there was a sketch where it was The Rock and Triple H and Big Show.
Okay.
Were all on it. And he was like going to train this woman at her house. And the big joke was he was going to, she's like, oh, I have a meeting. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to give you a meeting.
Yeah.
Like, but M-E-A-T.
Okay.
But, you know, I just, that
I'll have to
always
go find
made me
that
laugh,
one.
So, but, and Triple H, you know, I mean, because he's got that weird, just dirty sense of humor.
Right.
It worked. So, yeah. All right, guys, that's the show for this week. Thanks for listening. Any last words?
No, I think we're good at this point.
All right, have a great week, and we will see
keep
you
playing
next
with
Friday.
Your toys.
Yeah,
there you
have
go.
Fun playing with your toys. Wait, that didn't sound right. Oh, well, hey, have a good week.
Your adult toys. Is
Oh, no, speaking of adult toys, go listen to the first part of Night of the Living podcast where they talk about my...
Or listen to the whole episode.
Well, listen to the whole episode, for sure, but in the first part they talk about us, and they have plenty of jokes about
did
my
you actually
conscience.
Go and listen
yeah,
to
yeah,
it after
listen,
I told
it was
you.
Hilarious. So, and, yeah, so they have an idea for
thanks,
a toy.
Thanks, Freddie,
that
for
sounds...
making it uncomfortable.
Well, you know, they have a Lego version of a toy that sounds really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to go find out what that is. But, all right. You guys have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Yep. Thanks.
Later.
You know, I don't want
to. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. Got a lot of million toys that I could play with. I don't run or grow. Maybe if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid. is on me. Get a big wheel and some toy. I'll give you all.